So what we'll do is I'm going to what I want to do is to be able to afford everybody on the committee, okay, the opportunity to submit whatever maps they want this committee to consider, okay, for vote and consideration at some point. So we're going to make sure that this public hearing is held open in a way which affords everybody, you know, reasonable opportunity to make comments and make suggestions on what the map needs to look like. I know I did have a meeting this afternoon with, you know, the Democrat members of the committee along with your minority leader, and I understand that some members may wish to submit an alternate House committee substitute, and I agreed that I would be able, I would be willing to accept and consider testimony and, you know, possibly a vote on it, depending on, you know, if it was sufficient to have a vote on. And essentially what we agreed upon is we're not going to entertain individual amendments to certain districts. Okay, this is a statewide map, so any amendments or changes that a committee member wishes to make needs to be in the form of a proposed House committee substitute that affects the entire map, so we can vote on the entire thing at the same time, because I think everyone knows going through this process, when you change one thing on a map, it affects many other districts, so you can't just do one line. So the journal, okay, will be open tomorrow. The House will have a technical session tomorrow, and the journal will be open until 3 p.m. And so I agreed with the Democrat members of this committee that if they wish to drop a House committee substitute as an alternate to the one which we're proposing, that needs to be done by 3 o'clock, you know, tomorrow afternoon, and distributed to the members. And then Monday or Tuesday of next week, we'd be willing to discuss or talk about that. Does that accurately reflect our discussions, Representative Casey?
Mr. Chairman, it does, and we did appreciate your hearing us after session today, and I believe we will be prepared to submit a substitute amendment to you, and we did appreciate your kindness shown to us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. So that being said, we're going to take any public testimony that's out there today on House Bill 193, and we're going to be referring at this point to House Committee Substitute 1, which ends in Legislative Research Number 04C. I intend to hold this public hearing open until our next meeting next week to allow Representative Casey to offer his House Committee Substitute, which will be a statewide map, correct? Okay. And in the alternative, you know, any additional testimony that may come up on House Committee Substitute 1. And then I think there's certain members of this committee that are unable to make the meeting at noon on Monday. I want to make sure every member has the opportunity to be here for that. So we're probably not going to have the meeting on Monday, but rather Tuesday. Ms. Wilkinson, were you able to get another time and room? Okay. So we'll have the floor leaders indicate on Tuesday that we're going to be out of session from noon until 3. I know there's some other committee hearings already scheduled for noon on Tuesday. So what we'll do is we'll start our committee hearing around 1 o'clock. On Tuesday, that gives people time to go check in and get through most of the work on the other committee hearing, and then understanding people may have to come and go during testimony, but we'll at least try to get through it on Tuesday. So when we continue today, we'll reconvene on Tuesday at 1 p.m. The room has not been announced yet. We're still trying to find a room, so if everyone just, you know, check their emails and, of course, the public notices to know where we're going to be. So that being said, we will open the hearing on House Bill 193. I will reserve my testimony on this bill until Tuesday. Are there any members of the public who wish to testify on House Bill 193? Please come forward, state your name, and please make sure you fill out a witness form.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Mark Ellinger. I'm the presiding commissioner of Cole County. First of all, let me say thank you all for being here in our county. We are very happy for 5 months of the year to entertain you all, and we appreciate the time that you spend here and the good work you have done. I would like to address my comments specifically to the map up here, which I understand is the House Committee substitute that's on the floor now for discussion. Central Missouri is kind of a unique area. You know, for many years we talk about the areas of the state of Missouri, St. Louis, Kansas City, Southwest, Southeast. Central Missouri is always viewed as one of those kind of unique areas. We do not have a real commonality of interest with St. Louis City, St. Louis County, or the metropolitan areas on either the east or west side of the state, much the same as we're not particularly common to the interests that you find in Southwest Missouri, focused around Springfield, Joplin, and the Branson area. We are kind of our unique territory, our unique area. And to that extent, as a commissioner and as a representative of 75,000 citizens in Cole County, I am concerned that the current map ultimately represents a split of mid-Missouri's interests and a delegation of those central Missouri interests into the St. Louis metropolitan area, particularly Cole County, and a portion of the Lake of the Ozarks. For many years, we view the Lake of the Ozarks, Jefferson City, and Columbia, going north and south as far as Moberly, Mexico, Sedalia, Representative Cox, his district, you know, have always been viewed as a one geographic area that we've all worked very well together in looking out not only for each other's interests, but more importantly for the interests of the region because they are very similar. And it is with concern that I see a significant block of Jefferson County being included with Cole County, a significant block of St. Charles County being included with Jefferson City. Because those two counties do not have the same commonality of interest that the center part of the state does. I do not have a substitute map to offer, Mr. Chairman, but I would suggest that if you take a look at what the Central Missouri area really consists of, it is a core area that can consistently sustain its own district, or if it has to reach into the suburban areas, that should be a minimal amount of the suburban areas to go along with the Central Missouri area, as opposed to, I think, the current map, from my analysis, indicates that approximately half the population, perhaps a little more, perhaps a little less, will actually be St. Louis metropolitan area, which does not, I think, serve the best interests of my constituents in Cole County, of the folks in Central Missouri, and frankly, of the state as a whole. And with those comments, I would be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions of this witness? I just have, oh, sure, Representative Nasheed.
You talk about your county not having the same interest as St. Louis City. What is your interest?
You know, Cole County and the Central Missouri area is not a large metropolitan area. It is an area that has smaller municipalities. Jefferson City, for example, is about 40,000 people. It's the largest city in Cole County. The largest city in the whole mid-Missouri area would be Columbia, which is much smaller on any character or evaluation than the major metropolitan areas are. Boone County is about 160,000 people. I think St. Louis City is 340,000 people. I think the census maybe got it a little light. I think there are more people up there than we anticipate. Kansas City obviously is over 400,000. Springfield's well over 200,000. They are different communities. We have that mix of small communities that are anchors with rural areas, rural farming, rural agriculture, and not the large urban core with the large suburban areas that go around them. I think if you go to St. Peter's or St. Charles or northern Jefferson County, you find that they do not have the same feel, the same look, or the same set of interests that we do in a mid-Missouri area where we don't have the big urban anchor that has the large businesses, the large corporations, and the large density of populations. I hope that answers your question, Representative.
Any further questions of this witness? Mr. Eller, I'll just have one question. It's more of a comment. I certainly do appreciate your comments and considerations here. But, I mean, I hope you understand one of the challenges of this committee is drawing a statewide map, okay? And yeah, I'm sure we'll hear testimony, you know, over the next couple of days and weeks about an individual county here or there or an individual. But, you know, and I encourage you, if you have something in mind, that this is something that you know, we're going to think about this over the weekend, and it would be helpful if you think there's a better map to draw from mid-Missouri to draw us a statewide map, because we tried.
and I very much appreciate that, Mr. Chairman. It's a difficult task. It's why we only do it once every 10 years.
Right. And in this case, losing a seat, I mean, you know, part of the issue that we have is, you know, you have a county of Cole. It's about 60,000 people in it. Is that correct?
75,000, yes, sir.
You know, and you've got a congressional districts now that go from 621, drawing them last time, to 750,000. And so, you know, the challenges of this committee are pretty significant in terms of drawing something which, you know, fits everyone, you know, in the district. So thank you for your testimony. Once again, if there's anything you wish to submit to us, you know, as part of the record in terms of a statewide map, we're happy to consider it and talk about it and see if there's any ideas we haven't thought of.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Any other persons to testify on House Bill 193? Please come forward. I'll need you to state your name, and sir, and please make sure that you also fill out a witness form. Thank you.
I feel that it is imperative that a few things be pointed out. Is that, first of all, we in St. Louis City and in the St. Louis area have been blessed over the last 10 years to have the representation that we have had with the numerous areas, with the numerous diverse areas that we have had. We've had here in CD1, we've had the metro area with CD3. We've had the urban area with St. Louis County and with the South City. And then with CD9, we've had the outlying area. And with CD2, we've had Clayton, we've had the other outlying areas, such as town and country, such as in your area. One of the key things that we've been able to draw as a strength that I feel was due to the diverse numbers that we've had in each of those areas, we've also been able to have a strength and a bond. I feel that the St. Louis area is one of the benchmarks of our state. And I will always see that regardless of where I grew up in Sykeston, which is in CD8. But we always looked to, again, St. Louis is the gateway to the West. We've always looked at it as the gateway to a lot of the things that are coming out. I feel that a lot of the innovations that came through our state came through the Metro St. Louis area. And in looking at our new map as it stands, a lot of areas will be, I to some degree feel, will be a bit underrepresented because of the fact that you're putting a lot of onus upon the new representation. While some will argue over wanting to move out of areas because of the fact, due to the population shifts, we do understand that that St. Louis City and St. Louis County did lose population, and it did shift out into the outlying areas such as Lincoln County, such as St. Charles County. We are very well aware of that. But the key thing of it is that I still want to continue to emphasize fairness and emphasize the importance of our area to the state. And with that, I yield back to any questions that the committee may have.
Thank you. Are there any questions of this witness? Seeing none, Representative Brown, please proceed.
The microphone on so you can hear me, and I appreciate your comments. I just, in St. Louis, they were very about St. Louis and the history and the diversity of and culture and so it was a terrific discussion that we had in St. Louis. And but when we went back, we're still looking at it, and we looked at the population loss in the city. That was, you know, those numbers are there. They're clear.
We understand.
And so that is probably added into how we're looking at developing these ideas.
Right. I certainly understand that. We understand that we did lose, if but the last numbers that I saw, we lost roughly 8% of our population in St. Louis City, if my memory serves me correct, somewhere between 8 and 9% of our population area. Now, I'm not asking, obviously, nor are the citizens of the city, are we asking for any sort of preferential treatment here? No, that is not my intent here also. We just want to make sure that we are heard through that. We've had as you said, Representative Brown, we did have our opportunity to visit with you at Harris Dome. We also had it with the Senate committees. But we also feel that still our voice still needs to continue to be heard. And that's just my main purpose and onus for being here today.
And I wanted to say this, that Missouri did have a growth in population.
Right, of course. We came up short.
It
did not match up with the national average.
And so that the cards that we got dealt and trying to do as best we can. I just wanted to say I appreciate your comments. Right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further questions of this witness, Representative Nasheed? Please proceed.
Again, for me saying this as a former candidate and as a potential candidate, I can't really honestly make it without it sounding self-serving, and that is not my intention here, because I don't want to say, yes, I'm happy with how the new one is going to be. I'm unhappy with what two is going to be, because, again, I don't want to run the risk of sounding self-serving with this map or with any map in particular. But the key thing of it is that my main purpose is that I want to just make sure of the honest and open representation that is going to happen over whatever map ends up with it. As a citizen, I am content with the map because of the fact that I've always said that St. Louis, that North City and South City should be combined. But I also, as a former candidate, can also say that there are parts of the county that are not represented in District 1 that should be, if we want to try to pull it in. But of course, I understand due to population constraints and concerns that there has to be a certain drawing of the map a certain way. Thank you, Representative.
Any other questions of this witness, sir? Thank you for coming out today. Any other persons who wish to testify on House Bill 193. Representative Hall, good afternoon. Thank you for sticking around today. Please proceed when you're ready.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee. Thank you for letting me testify. And, you know, about a year ago, I was appointed to this committee. And then, beginning of the session, I was taken off. I don't know why, but I was. So this is my way to address you. But I do have some concerns, and I'm going to talk mainly about excuse me, my own situation, my own issue. But, you know, one thing I've learned since I've been in the legislature, it appears to me that the split between urban and rural districts is probably greater than the split between Democrat and Republican. And as I look at the redistricting map, and I think the way that districts have been assigned in the past, normally you have a lot of your rural counties together, you have a lot of your urban areas together. And I think that's the way it's been done, and I think that's worked very well. And as I look at this map, I see that general idea across the map that you have some urban and some rural districts. I represent Saline and Lafayette County. And if you look on the proposed map, right now Saline, Lafayette, and Ray counties, which are very rural, probably the largest cities in these two districts. I live in Marshall. It's a town of about 13,000. Excelsior Springs, well, that's in Clay County, so that wouldn't even be. Marshall's probably the largest town in those three counties. Those three counties are in basically the Jackson County Congressional District, which is the Kansas City area. And you start thinking, well, is there a reason for that? You think, well, are these counties close to Jackson County? Ray and Lafayette County, probably anywhere from 30 to 60 miles from Jackson County. Saline County, the eastern part of Saline County, is probably over 100 miles from Kansas City. And so as far as geographical proximity, it's really not that close. And then I look at the other districts in the state that have what I would call rural counties. According to this map, Congressional District 3 has around 13 what I would call rural counties. District 4 has around 19 rural counties. District 6 has around 33 rural counties. District 7 has around 11 rural counties, and District 8 has 26 rural counties. We used to be in Congressional District 4. Congressman Ike Skelton was our congressman for many years. He talked about all the travel he had to make in District 4 from one end of the district to the other, but he said, this is okay because I've got a lot of like counties in my district, a lot of people with the same goals, the same ideas. District 5 only has 3 rural districts. And when I look at the makeup of Congressional District 5, I would guess, and I don't have, these figures are not accurate, but I would guess that probably 85% of that district is going to be made up out of the Kansas City area, the Kansas City proper mainly. There's some suburban Kansas City area in Jackson County in that district. And then you're going to have 3 little rural counties that are going to make up probably around 15% of that district. And I have a lot of respect for Congressman Emanuel Cleaver, who's the congressman. I think he does a great job. But I think when you look at it, you're going to see the clear priority in that congressional district is going to be in the city. I think there's no doubt about it. And I think out in the rural area, we're going to be out, we'll just have to see. I think there is a fix. And I'm looking at the map right now. And I'm, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there are 2 terms that are either in statute or in the Constitution, compactness and continuity, I think is the other word. I'm not sure. Meaning that the counties should be adjoining each other. If you look at this map, there's a strip in Jackson County that is Congressional District 6, very close to Kansas City. It looks to me like that separates the Kansas City area from their rural counties of Ray, Lafayette, and Saline. I also look at compactness. That congressional 5th district is not that compact. It appears to me that you could take that little strip in Jackson County that's currently in District 6 and put that into District 5. That would make that district much more compact. It would make that district much more close together. And you could put the 3 rural counties, Ray, Lafayette, and Saline, you could put them, one of them in District 6, 2 of them in District 4, or put them all in District 6, all in District 4. I think you've got a lot of different options right there that would put those 3 counties more in a rural configuration than in putting them in an area with greater Kansas City. And again, I know you've got a tough job, and I know you've got to think statewide. You've got to make a lot of people happy, and it's I wouldn't want to have your job. It's not easy to do. But I just would make a point. I know some of you are rural people. Out in the rural area, we've got a lot of cities that are having tough times right now, having tough times keeping their economy going, keeping afloat. And I think having groups of rural counties together in a congressional district with some of the same goals, some of the same priorities can really be a boost as far as trying to help those communities survive, help them be as good as they can possibly be. So, again, I appreciate you letting me testify. I'd be glad to entertain any questions.
Any questions of this witness? Representative Klippenstein.
And I don't have the numbers, and I'm not sure what a trade-off would be, but I look at that little strip of land, and I'm going to guess that's the part of Blue Springs, part of Lee Summit, maybe the Buckner, Oak Grove area. I'm not exactly sure what that part of Jackson County is. Some of you are closer up there, maybe know, but I'm just wondering if that couldn't be worked around. It just makes more sense. To put, and there might be a better solution. I'm just looking on the map. It just makes more sense to put that area that's right there adjacent to Kansas City in that district where you have probably more urban characteristics, more suburban characteristics than you do out here in the rural area with these 3 counties that are right now in District 5. And I mean, I don't know where to put these. I mean, I don't know if you put them in District 6. They've been in District 4 in the past, been very happy in District 4. That'd be great to go back into District 4. I know you've got to get a balance, Representative, but I just wonder, and I know you'll look at all possibilities, but I just wonder if there's not a better way just to make sure that these rural counties are in with counties that are very similar to what they are.
Any other questions of this witness? Representative Brown. Proceed when ready.
Representative All, since we lost that Congress seat, congressional seat, and we're looking to redo these maps, I see the whole state as an agricultural state and with two large cities. And at some point, east of my district turns rural, and I consider myself a Kansas City rep. And there's some rural parts of Kansas City. And so I don't know if I agree necessarily that Lafayette and Saline might be so different. Could you help me, or Ray County, can you help me understand? Because I'm familiar with Jackson County, and we would love to see maybe the lines stay the way they were and maybe go on the way that we've been doing business. But in this process of change and since we've lost a seat and we're having to move somewhere, Kansas City, Jackson County's up against the river with Kansas, the state line, and the movement in any direction is going to hit a rural area. So I'm not sure if you can describe the 5th District, if we were talking about the 5th District in particular, as just being an urban district. Does that make sense?
Well, I understand, and I know probably that there are parts of, I mean, I'm acquainted with Jackson County. I know the further east you get in Jackson County, you do get more of a rural flavor, and I understand. I look at this, Representative, and I see, as I mentioned earlier, every other district has at least a double-digit number of rural counties in that congressional district, where the 5th only has 3. And what differences, I don't know. You go out into Ray, Lafayette, Saline County, you've got a lot of agriculture out there. You probably don't have quite the tax base that you have in, I'd say, the Jackson County area. I would imagine most of Jackson County has a much higher assessed valuation than the 3 counties I'm looking at. I mean, those are just a couple of differences I would see that are pretty major. But I realize, I know, and I'm not saying all of Jackson County is urban. I know it's a very good county. I know there is some so-called, maybe more suburban than you'd say rural in that, maybe some rural. But, you know, I think there are some differences. I think the further you get out away from the city, you definitely see that tax structure, that economic climate change. I see a lot of these districts out in the, as I mentioned, a lot of these counties, a lot of these communities out in the rural area really scrambling to stay afloat right now. You know, economy's rough, you know, employment, unemployment's up, just trying to hold their heads above water.
And do you think the same feelings would occur if the map were to go north or south, say in the Clay County north, Cass County south? Some of those folks might feel the same way you do, that maybe they're a different kind of county and necessarily don't fit in the 5th congressional district. They may have the same feelings.
You say Platt or Clay?
I would say north or south.
Yeah, well, you could, I look at Platt County and Clay County. Number one, with those counties, you got a closer proximity to Kansas City geographically. And I would say, from what I know of, I know Platt County is a very rapidly growing county with a lot of business, a lot of industry. You know, I think they're showing some. I would consider. And I don't want to start rating counties, but I would think Platt and Clay County would be much more what I'd call suburban than Ray, Lafayette, and Saline. I'm sure they have some rural tendencies too, but I think they have many more city characteristics than the 3 counties we're talking about that are currently in Congressional District 5.
I can't argue with you on that one. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions of this witness? Seeing none, the representative all.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, committee. Thanks for letting me testify.
Are there any other witnesses who wish to testify on House Bill 193? Okay. Seeing none, the committee will be adjourned. We'll continue the public hearing on House Bill 193 at our next meeting on Tuesday, and the Committee on Redistricting is adjourned. Thank you.